let me ask you two questions, and George, you decide which one you want to answer. I'm just wondering how much the president's choice to be the first sitting president to speak at a March for Life, what he did the other night by talking about the sacredness of life, illustrating via that couple up in the gallery, one of his guests that adopted that precious little baby, how much is that actually going to do to help with what we're talking about? And then, if you have time, what could grandparents, parents do? What must we do in the home to help turn this around as well?
You know, I think what the president's doing is right, and I think it's useful. But I'm scared that we're going to sit back and say, good, he's leading the charge. You know what? We know from communications research that if you want to change somebody's mind or if you want to persuade them to think a particular way, one of the most important concepts in that kind of communication is repetition. And so simply sitting back and saying, good, he said it for me. Well, no, you got to say it for yourself. We've each got to be out there saying this, and we've got to say it over and over and over again in different ways, with different stories, using different circumstances and situations, going back to different scriptural passages to put it in context. I mean, we've really got to have a full-orbed argument that in any given situation makes sense to the person we're communicating with and is said in such a way that they're going to consider it. Now, grandparents do. Grandparents have a huge impact on their grandchildren. And so being able to tell their kids the different kinds of stories from the scriptures about how God created life, how he values life, what he's done to protect life, how he's calling us to be part of that, that's important. Positioning abortion not as an act of convenience or inconvenience, but as an act of obedience. You know, putting ourselves in the shoes of others and asking them, you know, gee, what would you think if you had been the one who were aborted, if you didn't have the opportunity to have all these great experiences and opportunities in life? Identifying alternatives, you know, talking up the positiveness of adoption. Like I said, I've adopted three kids. It's not easy, but neither is having children through natural childbirth. I mean, raising kids is tough no matter how you do it. But giving those children an opportunity they wouldn't have had otherwise, I think, is a big deal. So encouraging kids to be thinking about all these things, that's a huge thing that grandparents can add to the equation.